In sports on KNKX, after having the best record in baseball at the start of the season, the Mariners are now last in the American League West with the most errors in Major League Baseball. The team said it would be stepping back this season in order to start rebuilding, but KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says there are some unintended consequences to that strategy. Art, one player is talking openly about the difficulty of playing under these conditions.
In a column by Matt Calkins in the Seattle Times, Mike Leake, a starting pitcher, was quoted as saying, "There's days when you wonder, if I'm not part of it, should you trade me to someone who wants me more? That's kind of the question." And Mike went on to say, quote, "It's definitely not a situation that's good for both sides, I guess you could say," end quote. And he said, "We're not happy. It's tough when you go to work and you try to establish a career, but when team goals are different than that or running against the grain, it's difficult to establish yourself." And so it's not real unusual in baseball and other team sports to have teams with goals that are different than the individual, but the Mariners aren't managing it very well because after that 13-2 start, where none of us knew where that came from, they've won 11 games and lost 32 through Wednesday.
Well, the players get their guaranteed money no matter where they're playing, whether the team wins or loses. Why should the players be concerned about the team's, you know, strategy?
Well, some of them are not. And the story did say that several of them say, I just go to play ball. But it does expose a little bit of the mythology, I think, in team sports, because fans love to believe that the individual player cares as much as he or she does about the outcome of games and the outcome of seasons. When in fact, at the pro level, these guys, at least in baseball, are 25 independent contractors, and they all come in with different career aspirations depending on their age and their experience and their success. The young guys want that big chance to get the big contract eventually, and the veteran guys are trying to preserve their bodies and try to make sure that their careers last as long as possible. And that can be in conflict when manager Scott Service is trying to put out a lineup every day that, yes, they're trying to win, but they're also trying to see the young ball players, give them chances. For example, there's an old bromide in pro sports. There's a difference between being injured and being hurt. If you're injured, you got a broken leg or something like that, you're on the injured list. But everybody plays hurt. And the question becomes, well, if we were all in the same direction for trying to win, then yes, I'll sacrifice for the team. I'll play hurt. But if the team isn't geared to winning, then why risk the chance of making a small hurt a big one? So that's just one way that this has an unintended consequence of making the season even more difficult than it already is.
So is there a solution here?
Well, not really. The Mariners have set a course for stepping back, as we all know, and that means that you're going to sacrifice wins this year in hopes that you're going to acquire players who are younger and better than the veterans you're getting rid of. But the Mariners are caught in between right now because they have veterans on their roster who really aren't part of the future. And Mike Leake, at age 31, might be one of those veterans. When this team gets good, his contract's going to be up, and he won't be a part of it. He'd like to be part of something now where he's going to get profile, maybe extra playoff money, and show that he can be part of success. So I get where he's coming from, but I also know that the Mariners can't backtrack from where they've set the course, and they're kind of stuck. So this season is just going to continue to roll betwixt and between, and I'm afraid it's just not going to get better. It's only going to be endured.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.